President.
Yes.
He's just left his residence, going to Mrs. Graham's residence. You want me to try and reach him there?
No, but see if you can get Cy Vance.
Cy Vance? Be glad to, sir.
When you're not available.
Wait a minute, this is all there.
Secretary Vance coming to the phone, sir. One moment. Ready,
right.
Sir?
Sir? Yes, sir.
I'm still in the office, but Senator Long's been calling here for 3 or 4 hours, and I just got everybody through, and I haven't had my lunch or my dinner, and I'm trying to get out of town tomorrow, and he's called with tears in his eyes and says that he saved Medicare for us, and he's done everything in the world for us. Kennedy opened Fort Polk, and he's afraid I'm closing it. I told him I had nothing to do with it. If it's on the list, it was closed. If it wasn't, it wasn't, and I couldn't do anything about it. But he just kept me for 30 minutes, and I finally got through. He made me agree to get McNamara or you to call him tonight on whether Fort Polk's on the list.
It's not on the list, sir.
It is not?
Not.
You sure of that?
Positive.
All right, it's Army. Well, now watch it, and let's don't get it on any damn list, because he's demanding it, and so I'll just call him back and tell him.
Yep, Fort Polk is not. We've got 2 actions in New Orleans, but Fort Polk is not on the list.
All right, is there any reason why it might be on a list?
No, sir.
So you think it's safe?
I think it's safe.
He says it's the only place in Louisiana that we carry it, and by God, if he wish you would go ahead and close up Barksdale. And I'll be damned, this fellow you all sent over here is an old resident of Barksdale to be chief of strategic air, to succeed Powers. And,
oh, Ryan?
Yeah, and I talked to him this evening, and I'll tell you this, you're never going to close that damn thing. You're going to turn out fascist and revolutionary just as long as you keep that insulation. And I don't know why. I was disappointed. I didn't ever mention it to him. I just talked to him about where he'd been located and what he had done and so forth.
Yes, sir.
They tell me your Air Force is distributing the damnedest literature all over the country, and Mike Maroney called up about Tinker Field. Did you hear about it?
No, sir.
Well, he says that the kind of fascist literature they're distributing in books at these Air Force bases, it's out of this world. And, the chairman of the Civil Service Commission told me about it this afternoon. I think you better look into that. You talked to, what's his name? Who's the chairman? John Macy.
John Macy, yes, sir.
Talk to him about it tomorrow.
I certainly will, sir.
Tell him you want a report. Much obliged.
All right, sir. Bye.